Thankfully, there's good news coming out about Christian Eriksen, the Danish player, who gave us one heck of a stir, and I'm sure everybody across the world, with what happened in the European Championships on Saturday. Well, we're casting our mind back to Richie Doyle, a sales rep from Bray. He was 27 when he died in April 2005. Richie lost his life after suffering a cardiac arrest playing football with friends at the playing pitches at Loretto in Bray. Since Richie's passing, Robbie, his brother, we know Robbie very well, has been highlighting the importance of having defibrillators at sports grounds. And Robbie, good morning to you.
Morning, Declan. How are you doing?
Great to talk to you again. And of course, people know you now as a great musician and songs and you know, keep up to date with family and happy events in the family in the last while. In a way, you know, I hope you don't mind us bringing back the story of Richie at this time to maybe relive pain. But I know you've been campaigning about defibrillators and about, you know, awareness of sudden death.
Absolutely, Declan. First and foremost, I know since Richie passed, God bless him, you've always been helpful with me when I've done campaigns and everything, but it really did bring it back there on the other day watching the match. I'm still, to be honest with you, still in very much of a shock mode, Declan, over the last few days, because it actually was second by second, the exact same thing that happened to Richie watching on the pitch, and I'll let you know, it really brought everything back, and just first and foremost, I'm absolutely delighted that Christian Eriksen's okay, and the amazing medical work that the team and staff did. It was really unbelievable to see, and thank God for him and his family. But it's so important, Declan, so important. And we always think to ourselves, just what if we did have a defibrillator up there in the night, you know?
Tell us about Richie.
Richie was you know, it's that same old story. You always hear about great, great, great guy, but he really was a phenomenal guy. He was my big brother. He looked after me when I was during my football days as well, Declan. Kind of like a shadow. Anything I was ever doing, going to England, any of my Irish games, he was always there. 6'4", big guy, healthy as anything. Wouldn't drink much, wouldn't do anything. He was like such a healthy liver. I remember that day so clearly. It was like little things about it were so strange. I was actually playing for St. Pat's Athletic at the time, Declan, and I just come back from training. And Richie used to, every Monday, Richie would go up playing with the lads, his brother Derek, my brother Derek, my cousin Anthony and everything, and all the lads up there in Bray, every Monday night in Loretto. No problems at all. And as I said, Richie was probably fitter than me, and I was the footballer in the family, you know. But I remember that day was kind of strange, Declan. And if you ever were to talk to my father and my mother, there was just certain things about that day that Richie had said, and were just so strange, you know. But it's strange to say, but it's like as if he knew something was going to happen, Declan. But you remember you coming in to me, and I was about to go to play football with him, and he actually came into the living room. I was asleep. And I woke up 5 minutes to go, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock match would start up in Loretto, and I was 5 to 9 as always, I was always late. And he just goes, listen, just don't come up tonight. I don't want you up there tonight. Whereas his exact words, Declan, no word of a lie. Yeah. And I was like, no, I'll bring you up. He goes, no, listen, I don't want you up there tonight, kid. Just sit there and relax. And unfortunately, my brother and Derek, when I was up there, Declan, we got the phone call to say, 10 o'clock, just like Christian Eriksen, Richie was just paid the ball, took 3 steps forward, looks like just the exact same action as Christian Eriksen, collapsed, and was just on the ground. Derek said he couldn't breathe. And I remember when we arrived up there, and my father had an injury, he just says there was something not right. He could sense it in him. And we were driving up to Loretto, and it was pitch black. And all I can remember is the lights of the ambulance. And I remember my father running up to the pitch, and Richie just looking in his eyes, and just said he couldn't breathe, Declan, and that was it. It was very, very scary to see that, and just the whole moments of the Christian Eriksen team. I was sitting at home in my house here in Greystones with my little newborn daughter, and on my lap, and I was just in tears, breaking down. It was just second by second, the exact same thing that we lived with Richie back in 2005.
And you, I remember talking to you at the time, because we spoke a lot about it after the incident. You became very proactive. You were really motivated to do something
Absolutely.
About this. And
Absolutely.
And we were only learning at the time about defibrillators, you know? So
Exactly.
you turned this obviously into something
months.
To do.
6 months, Yes, Declan, absolutely. We took the team to say, well, listen, we have to do something about this. As we always say, we always wondered, what if we did have a defibrillator up there on the day, you know? And you can always think like that, but you can't get stuck in a moment like that. So you have to put into action. So I remember I was playing ball at the time. I took into getting into all everybody I knew in the sports world, and we held a charity night 6 months after Richie passed. And that night, in one night, through friends, through footballers, through everybody helping, the people of Braid community, we were able to raise, I think, 90,000. But not only that, Declan, I was able to go out and get 12, 13 defibrillators and put them in around the county, put them into Bray, train 3 people on doing them and having them everywhere, just so this wouldn't happen again, or if it did happen again, that we'd be well prepared for it. Since that thing has happened, Declan, we've had a call even from the likes of a tennis club in Cabinteely and all to say that one of the defibrillators that we actually gave them saved the 60-year-old man's life. But it was it's really a tingling thing, things, you know, how important this is. And it brings me back to thinking that I'm in the middle of trying to put together a campaign at the moment, Declan. It's early days, that I want to bring this to, we want to bring it to the likes of every school. This is my new campaign that I'm going to be marching on now in the next while, over the next month, that to every school, that there should be training, compulsory training, put into the school curriculum from first year up to sixth year, that every pupil learns about first aid and AED training. It has to be compulsory now, especially with what's just happened in highlight of Christian Eriksen. It really has to hit home.
Yeah, I mean, do you have the what-if moments, or is that too
Declan,
sad and dangerous for you, or what?
Yeah, 16 years is what-if. Every day is like living that whole Monday night again, to be honest with you. Not a day goes by, but you learn how to deal with it. You learn how to deal with it, and just try and get on with it, you know. But it's always in the back of your mind.
And I know that there's another thing you got involved in too, Robbie, which was the Mater Hospital, was it? A sort of a screening program?
We got involved with the Mater Hospital. We've been involved in a good few of them, Declan. The Happy Heart Foundation, with the Mater Hospital. We've been in Cry Ireland. I think Cry Ireland was brought to attention there as well on the Late Late Show. Early stages, we were able to do it. But when this originally just happened with Richie, with the Mater Hospital, they were looking for a screening centre. So that was the next on the agenda, a charity event to donate to them. So we donated over 10,000, 15,000 to them. And it was just kind of bringing awareness, because just before Richie had passed away, the first time people probably heard about it in Ireland, what is when it happened to Cormac McAnally. I can remember him.
That's right, I do, yes.
And I remember that, it was so surreal. Between Mickey Hart reached out to my mother after he heard about Richie, and the whole community was really affected by that. But we got up and we done things. We just done things together to try and make awareness about this. It's so important. But I think it's really brought it back to home, especially after Christian Eriksen. And it's probably opened up a whole new platform too, with the likes of young people that probably wouldn't have been aware about it, Declan, you know. So it's really to emphasise of how important that we need to facilitate our skills, our sports fields, and protect what's going on, what's happening to these young fit people. And then still we have no word what happened, how it happened, any explanation what happened to Richie, you know. And that's kind of hard thing to stomach, you know.
Robbie, thank you for sharing that again. I'm sorry if I didn't bring back any extra pain to you.
No problem at all. Definitely, these are always so good to us, and thanks a million for keeping the awareness going. And sure, anything I've ever needed, I've always been able to rely on you guys. So thanks a million, and God bless.
No, thank you. And Robbie, keep the campaigning. And I know, you know, Richie is his name is part of that campaign. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you, Declan. God bless. Bye bye.
Take care. That's Robbie Doyle, whose brother Richie died not so lucky as, you know, Christian Eriksen on Saturday because of the equipment. And Robbie is campaigning with the defibrillators and education. And thanks to him for coming on.